Welcome to a limited series from In Good Faith at BYU Radio, a reading of Adam Miller's 2013 epistolary essays, Letters to a Young Mormon. I'm Stephen Cap Perry. The conceit of these short essays is that S, a young friend of the narrator who's called A, has asked a difficult question of some sort, a question we, the audience, aren't privy to, and these letters are a response to the young questioner. Each episode of this series will consist of one letter from the 14-letter collection read by writer, storyteller, and songwriter, and host of BYU Radio's The Appleseed, Sam Payne. In 2018, President Russell M. Nelson, the leader of the church, requested that members refer to themselves as Latter-day Saints and to the church as the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This book was published in 2013, so you'll hear the narrator, A, refer to Mormons and the Mormon Church throughout the readings. We hope this historical artifact doesn't keep you from enjoying the wisdom of the letters. And now here's Sam Payne with letter one, titled Agency.
Dear S, I don't know. And what I do know is mostly local, half-framed, hard to say. You ask some tough questions that lack easy answers, but I don't think that this kind of not knowing is in itself a failure. I think it's just life. And as Mormons, we can't hide from this not knowing, because more than anything else, Mormonism is a way of living rather than dodging life. Part of not dodging life is owning this ignorance. But it's also true that even if I knew what to say and how to say it, you'd still have to work out the answers for yourself. You must bear wholeheartedly the fact that the work of living your life can't be done by anyone else. This is basic Mormonism. You are an agent loose in the world. And as Paul puts it, you must, quote, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, close quote. Philippians 2:12. You'll be surprised at how true this is. From the near side of trying, it may look like things have been pretty well mapped out for you. Just stick to the plan. Memorize your articles of faith. Get your merit badges signed off. Complete your personal progress. Get good grades. Go on a mission. Go to the temple. Have a family, etc. There may be a few details here and there to handle, but nothing major. You've got a map. You just have to follow it. But once you get to work, you'll be unnerved by the distance between the neat map in your hand and the rough terrain at your feet. Fighting to coordinate the two, you'll be tempted to throw the whole thing over, or by way of compromise, to sit down and gossip about how great the map is. This latter kind of admiration is often mistaken for a religious life. Perhaps it is religious, but it is no life. Even sound maps are just maps. They are no substitute for real roads. The gap between theory and practice is often biggest with the simplest things. You've promised to pray, but you'll spend a lifetime learning how to pray. You've promised to study the scriptures, but you'll spend a lifetime learning how to read them. And you've promised to give God everything, your time, your talents, your money, but you'll spend a lifetime learning how to consecrate even a part. You cannot forfeit responsibility for this how. You cannot wait for someone else to do it for you. If you do not work things out for yourself, they will never be done. You must learn how to body your religion out into the world with your own fingers and toes, eyes and ears, flesh and bones. This can only be done from the inside out. You are a pioneer. Life has never before been lived in your body. Everything must be done again, as if for the first time. You are an aboriginal Adam, a primal Eve. You are a Mormon. My dad is a Mormon. He has always been willing to start from scratch. He was raised in a tiny branch of the church in central Pennsylvania. His mother was a member, his father was not. And though he had reasons enough to go his own way, my father gave himself to the work. He married, he worked three jobs, and he came back to church. He was the first and only member of his family to go to college. he earned a PhD. When I was 4, spurred by a kind of prophetic impulse, he tried his hand at Zion. He left the city and bought a 100-year-old farmhouse with 5 acres of field and a broken silo. There was no yard, just grass up to my mother's waist. The roof was tin. The walls were horsehair plaster. No one had used the second story for years. My father embraced it and did things he didn't know how to do. He cleared the ground. He posted barbed wire fences. And he painted and plumbed and poured concrete. He built a barn and bought dogs and cats and horses and cows. He seeded a garden shaped like a wagon wheel and planted an orchard with fruit trees and grapevines. He paneled a bedroom for me, tucked away at the foot of the attic, and laid a tight brown carpet, perfect for matchbox cars. He made me a bookcase and toy chest out of 2x4s. He could have settled in and watched TV. He didn't need the grief of shoveling manure. Instead, he and my mother acted in good faith to build with their own hands what we only read about at church. My life has been shaped by my father's outsized ambition, an ambition made real in both the nails he hammered true and those that bent and were hammered home anyway. If you give yourself to this work, if you do more than is asked of you, if you get up before your alarm sounds and work out your own salvation, then you will find what Paul found, what my father found, and what I have found. You will find, as you work out your own salvation, that it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. But this discovery, this heart-starting revelation that you are not alone, comes only in doing the work itself. Working, you will find that you are not your own, and that God is at work in you. You will find that God, in both rough and subtle ways, is working in and through you to do things you can't do, and create things you don't entirely understand. Working, you'll find grace. Love, A.
Letters to a Young Mormon, a limited series podcast, is produced by Heather Bigley. Our editor is Josh Orton. Our post-production sound designers are Mark Hansen, Brandon Lewis, Daniel Phillips, and Carly Wilson. The text for this limited series is taken from the second edition of the book, published in 2018 by Deseret Book. Adam S. Miller retains the copyright. This podcast is a production of BYU Radio. I'm your host, Stephen Cap Perry. If interfaith understanding is important to you, tune in to our sister podcast, In Good Faith, committed to the idea that we all benefit from hearing people of widely varying backgrounds share their personal experience with faith and belief. In fact, we think people with such experience deserve some of our best listening. Find In Good Faith wherever you get your podcasts.